Hello, and Hi. Welcome back to Just Brisket Karen. Since we forget in every single episode, I'm Eliza.
I'm Camille. And we're eating brisket.
Are we? No.
No, we're not.
I've never had brisket. We've been through this.
Yeah, I don't like brisket.
It's just our branding.
So sorry.
It's fine. It's President's Day. Well, it's not, but...
It's almost President's Day.
If you're listening to this, the day it comes out...
Happy birthday to every president...
Ever. Happy birthday to everyone who was born on... What is this coming out?
The 17th.
Happy birthday to all of our February 17th babies, and to every president also.
Like George Washington. And wasn't he one of the ones?
Abraham literally Lincoln? Couldn't tell you. I don't know. All those
Somebody was
men.
Born on President's Day.
So happy birthday, President. Happy thank you, President.
What?
President. So anyways, what? Today we want to jump in. We've both been separately watching TV shows. I'll let you get into yours, and then I'll get into
okay.
mine.
Awesome. Go okay, ahead. That's enough of that. I think last Friday, we're recording this on a Saturday, but last Friday I'm sorry, I fully spaced what I was saying. Last Friday, I started watching this show, You, on Netflix. I think it's a Netflix original.
I think it's also a Netflix original.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. It's about this guy that, like, becomes obsessed with this girl and then, like, stalks her, and it's creepy. But I finished it all, like, 2 days ago or something. Mm-hmm. So I watched it all, like, in less than a week.
Yeah, there's, like, 10 episodes, isn't there?
There's 10 episodes, and they're each, like, 45 minutes long-ish.
That's pretty reasonable.
So, yeah, that's pretty reasonable.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's super interesting and a little bit spooky.
A little bit okay. Spooky. We actually talked about You, like, very, very briefly in hashtag JBK stands. Do you remember that? We were talking about how teenage girls, like, stan, like, serial killers.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah. And so we were like, oh, yeah, like, that show You, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. And now you watch it.
Now
so that's
I
exciting.
He is pretty cute. But also, that does not mean that I forgive him for stalking that woman and doing other things that I will not say because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But he does some nasty junk.
Oh, dear. I didn't know that.
I mean, not like nasty, nasty, but like not nice.
Do you hear that? Those are my knuckles hitting together.
Stop doing that.
That kind of hurts. Okay. No, that sounds good.
What have you been watching, Eliza?
I've been watching Fargo, the TV show, not to be confused with the Coen Brothers movie that came out in the 90s. This is the TV show with Martin Freeman and Billy Bob Thornton. Hate that name.
love
the
that
actor.
Name.
And Colin Bob. Hanks. And Joey King, and Atticus Mitchell, and, like, everyone's
Atticus
in it.
Atticus Mitchell!
He's in, like, three episodes, but it's still,
Fargo.
Oh my gosh. Fargo. Oh, yeah, they all talk with a Minnesota accent, and it is so good. No, it's absolutely excellent. You don't need to watch the movie Fargo to understand the TV show, mm-hmm. but I would recommend that if you are going to start the show and you haven't seen the movie, I would see the movie just to kind of, like, not... to understand the plot, but to understand the, like, reasoning.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? I would just mm-hmm. watch the movie. Also, it's an excellent movie, so why not watch it?
Yeah.
The TV show, it's basically, I don't know how to describe it without, like, spoiling it. A murder or two. And they're basically, some people are trying to conceal themselves and some people are trying to solve it. And mm-hmm. it's just like, it's fantastic.
Interesting.
It's on Hulu.
Ooh,
I'm pretty sure it's, what's up?
I didn't know it was on Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu. Hmm. It has three seasons on Hulu, but I'm pretty sure they're making the fourth. I'm pretty sure FX like makes a,
mm-hmm.
it's
How
fantastic.
How long are the seasons like?
About 10 episodes, I'd say. Something around there. Probably, yeah. Probably
oh, yeah, but
like
those
episodes
are long, right?
They are pretty lengthy.
Yeah.
They're like, well, the first episode was 70 minutes, but that's just because that was the, like, first episode.
Yeah.
Usually they're, like, 50 minutes
oh, okay.
around
that's not
there,
too bad.
So it's not too bad,
mm-hmm.
but it's very good. It's definitely a little bit on the, like, gory side. I don't want to say gory, but, like, violent side. So if you're not a violent, loving person. I'm not a violent, loving person. But if you're squeamish, I wouldn't watch it. What are some of your favorite TV shows?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you were talking to the people.
To our audience.
Comment down below.
Comment down below. What is your favorite TV show? No, but what is, like, I would do different categories. So, like, what's your favorite, like, guilty pleasure, like, crappy TV show? And then, like, your favorite, like, good TV show?
Oh, man. Well, I'm a big fan of children's shows still. Like, I'll watch Johnny Test to this day. I love that show. Phineas and Ferb is, like, my favorite show of all time, but they took it off of Netflix.
Oh, I didn't know they took it off of Netflix.
Yeah, they did, like, in June.
We have three plants. One of them is named Pierre, which we could argue is after Perry the platypus.
Yeah, he's a little bonsai tree.
And then we have two different types of succulents? I don't really know. Named Candace and Jeremy. And we're looking at them now.
Eliza painted little pots for them with Jeremy and Candace's faces.
Yeah.
And they're so cute.
They are very cute. I'm very pleased with the way they came out. And they look so cute in their little pots.
It's
adorable.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, oh my gosh, I used to love Phineas and Ferb. I know, like, all the songs.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my gosh, I used to play, there was this game on, like, Disney.com or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you remember playing those?
Yeah.
And one of them was when the movie, like, Across the Second Dimension or something.
Phineas and Ferb Across the second dimension?
Yes! That one.
That one was weird.
Yeah, that was definitely a little quirky. I remember there was a game, like, about that movie or based on that movie on Disney, whatever, and I used to play it 24/7. Like, I used to religiously play this game.
I love that. We should, after we finish recording,
we should see if it's still on. Yeah. Oh my god, that would be so cool.
Because
I used to play all those games. Like, I know Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, they had a game, and Hannah Montana had, like, a dress up game that I used to, like, play online. And That's So Raven probably had a game, but I can't really remember it right now.
I don't know why, because I never watched this show, but I used to play this Arthur game. Like, never watched the show Arthur. I don't know why, but I just never did. And there's this game on, like, PBS Kids or whatever, and I don't remember the whole thing, but there's, like, a treehouse, and I played that all the time.
I love that.
I don't know why, because I didn't know the show. Like, I was just
Just booling. I love that. No, I used to play literally any, like, online game.
Yeah.
I used to play, like, Pop Tropica.
We still play
Pop Tropica.
I was playing that at work today.
Literally, I was playing it, like, what time is it now? Like, I can't read. 6:40.
Yeah.
I was playing it probably around 3 o'clock-ish when you were leaving. And I played that for a minute. So, and Club Penguin, we've been playing a lot lately.
Yeah.
I played
so much Webkins when I was a kid. I had nine of those.
Yeah, I had so many. And my house, do you remember?
Yeah.
You could build those houses. Mine was huge.
Mine too.
And mine were so, like, bougie too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, I used to have the nicest, like, kitchen and, like, living room. Oh my goodness.
Did you ever play Neopets?
Neopets. I used to play Neopets with the huge eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Oh my gosh. I had, like, a dog of some sorts. I'm pretty sure it was a Dalmatian.
Wait, what?
Like, Neopets. Oh, you could buy, like, a Neopet.
Oh, could you?
Yeah. But how I started playing it. But yeah, it's an online game.
Yeah.
I did play it. It was,
I love that.
Like, with Webkinz, you needed a pet.
Yeah.
But with Neopets, I'm pretty sure you can make a count without one.
Yeah, you could, because I never had, like,
I only had one. Mm. Whereas with Webkinz, everyone had, like, 1,000 Webkinz.
Yeah.
I remember there used to be this store in my town. I forget what it was called. But they used to sell Webkinz, like, and that was the place to go. Like, that was the hot spot of my town. And I remember for any event, like, whether I had a dance recital. Ooh, I just hit the microphone. Whether I had a dance recital or, like, something like my birthday or Christmas or anything, my grandma used to always get me a Webkinz.
Ugh.
And it was the best. I loved it.
Incredible.
No,
I love Webkinz.
So,
what was your first Webkinz?
Oh my gosh, I can't even remember.
Embarrassing. My first Webkinz.
I think I had a dog.
Mine was a little blue hippo and I named him Barney. Because I thought Barney, like the purple dinosaur, Barney was a hippo for so long. Because my mom never let me watch Barney as a kid. So I had
Barney.
No idea. So I thought he was a hippo because he kind of looked like
a
hippo.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And so I named him after that, and then I found out, like, a year ago that he was a dinosaur. And I was like, excuse me, what?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I did not know he was a dinosaur until, like, very recently.
I think mine was, like, a brown dog, and it had, like, weird fur. Not fur, but it was, like, stringy hair, kind of.
I think I know which one you're talking about. Like, the tan one with the brown spots.
Yes.
I know exactly
what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure that was my first, but I don't remember. I remember I tried to name one of my Webkinz Penelope, but it said that it was, like, inappropriate or something. But now I'm an adult. Oh, that was, like, weird to say. Now I'm old, and I still don't understand if that's inappropriate.
I don't think so.
I can't think of any reason that it would be inappropriate. Like, literally a single one.
Maybe you spelled it wrong.
No, I spelled it P-E-N-E-P-O-L-E or whatever. Like, I spelled
Penipole.
It. Penipole. P-E-N-O-P-L-E. That's how I spelled it. Penopole. Penopole.
It's P-E-N-E-L-O-P-E.
Well, maybe I did spell it wrong.
Penelope.
But I did, like, it looked like Penelope when I... But even Penelope is not inappropriate. Penelope. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't...
I had some weird names. Like, I had very, like, straightforward names. Like, if I had a... I remember having a dolphin. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, do you remember... Did you have any, like, underwater ones?
I think I had, like, a seahorse.
Yeah, they, whenever they would go into different parts of your house that weren't, like, underwater rooms, they would have to wear the bubble.
Yeah,
oh my god. That's so, oh my gosh, I heard Webkinz kind of fell off the rocker now, like, I hear that it's bad now.
I also hear that.
I hear that you need to be, like, a member and stuff.
Can confirm, because I tried to get back into my account
I don't remember any of my information.
It was not great. I also don't think I got into the account, because I made that when I was, like, 9. I forgot, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've had mine for years. I remember I had, like, when we had, like, a desktop computer at my house, I had a shortcut saved on the desktop that was recipes. Like, you know, you could get, like, a stove or something, and it would make, or, like, a blender, and it would make, like, a bunch of stuff. I remember I used to have, and it was this huge, huge, huge thing. I'm pretty sure I had, like, anything you could possibly make. Like, you'd have to buy, like, a hot dog and peppermints and, like, this, and you could make a sloppy jalopy. Like, I remember making, like, all that stuff, and I used to be, like, dedicated to making stuff. Mm. Like, I was a chef.
Maybe you should actually be a chef in real life.
Oh my god, wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah, go to culinary school.
What wouldn't that be wild if I pulled up on the first day of culinary school and I was like, so what inspired you to become a chef? And I was just like, Webkinz.
And everybody else in the room is like,
finally someone said
too.
It.
They're all
oh
like,
my gosh.
How could you say something so controversial?
But so brave. Oh my gosh, yeah. No, I used to make so much stuff on Webkinz. And my favorite game was the Go Googles one. Were they called Googles?
Yeah. Yo, I had one of those.
Yeah, I don't think... I might have, actually.
I had one.
I think I had
like
a white one.
They were like platypus things, but they only had, like, 2 feet.
And they were, like, long. They looked like a bowling pin, kind of.
Yeah, they did.
But I remember that was my favorite game. Go Google was, like, my tea, because I don't even remember how you played. It was, like, you jump or something. I don't know.
I liked the Cash Cow one.
Cash Cow, yes.
And then you always got the wishing well every day.
The wishing
well! You spin the wheel.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Man, I miss Webkinz.
I miss Webkinz, too.
I miss being a child in general.
I kind of do, too. Like, part of me doesn't because now I can, like, do things.
Like,
but
it's
like,
nice to be independent, but also childhood was just a time of...
So, like,
less
nothing
stress.
Mattered. And, like, it was always summertime. I don't know why, but, like, whenever I think back to my childhood, it's either, like...
I remember no school year.
Yeah, I know. Like, it was either Christmas or, like, Thanksgiving or summer. Like, I... Like, fall, as in Halloween to Christmas, which I know isn't really fall, but, like, that time of year is the most nostalgic time of year for me. Like, I feel like a little kid.
Yeah.
And summer. Like, literally, I feel like a little kid 100% of the time. Like, Halloween to Christmas and all of summer, I feel like I'm 10 years old, and
so,
it's
like,
so nice.
September and the beginning of October, and then, like, January to May, you just feel terrible.
I feel old, yeah. And I do. Like, that's today, so sad. We were saying how it felt like summer because we had the mm-hmm. window open and, like...
It was such a nice day today.
It was so sunny and we were, yeah. like, playing Pop Tropica and like, I was like, oh my gosh,
yeah. We were listening to the Teen Beach Movie soundtrack because we watched the Disney Channel original movie, or DCOM, if you will, Teen Beach Movie last night with our good friends and... Oh, it's a classic. I mean, it didn't come out that long ago. It was like 2011.
I think it came out pretty recently.
But it's so freaking good and it's full of bops.
I have never seen Teen Beach Movie before yesterday. And I will, like, honestly say, I've seen a slew of musical DCOMs and this one had some freaking, like, the Falling Free. I don't know what it's called. That one is, I don't know if we can sing it, so we won't. But it slapped. But
there are so many, like, good songs and, like, in it.
Underratedly good mm-hmm. song. And the dance numbers were so good.
Yeah, the choreography is just, like, shocking.
It was, everything about it was kind of good. Other than, like, the plot.
I mean, the plot and the acting is not good.
But, like,
but everything else besides that, it's a DCOM. They're never, like, good. But they're fun.
No, yeah.
You have a good time with your gal pals while you watch them.
Either growing up or now, like, what was your favorite DCOM? Because I was a Disney Channel girl. Like, this was tea for me.
I don't know. I gotta think about this for a minute.
I'm trying to think what mine was.
I was a big fan of Lemonade Mouth.
Lemonade Mouth.
That one was really good with Bridget Mendler.
I remember really liking the Wizards of Waverly Place movie, but that doesn't really count, because that's, like, the Wizards of Waverly Place.
I loved the show, but the movie, I was not a big fan of.
I don't know why, but that's, like, the only thing. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, yeah. Because it seemed very different. Like, whenever they made movies, like the Zack and Cody movie.
Mm-hmm. The Hannah Montana movie.
The Hannah Montana movie is so good, though. Literally, you cannot change my mind.
I love how, like, an entire town finds out. But then they're all like, oh, we just won't tell anyone. I'm like, that is some BS. Big stupid. But, you know, oh well. I also liked, do you remember that movie Read It and Weep?
Yes, but
with the girl that looks like Bridget Mendler, but it's not Bridget Mendler.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen it, but I definitely know what you're talking
about. I was a big fan of That Bad Boy. And Starstruck, of course.
I did really like... Now oh, and Geek Charming.
Arrested.
I hope
so. Geek Charming was good.
I really liked Geek Charming.
Yeah.
Frenemies. Mm-hmm. Everyone watched that. What else was there? I can't even think now.
Cadet Kelly. The Lizzie McGuire movie.
I watched that, like, recently. Not recently, but maybe, like, a year or two ago. Uh-huh. And it was such tea. Like, I was so, like...
I watched it, like, a couple years ago, and I was like,
no, it's so freaking good. Mm-hmm. Paolo can rot in prison.
No spoilers, but Paolo is a scumbag. Dirt human.
Oh, my God. Paolo! Oh my gosh, and then Lizzie McGuire sang with Lizzie McGuire. I didn't realize that was Lizzie McGuire until, like, I was older, and someone, like, tweeted it, and I was like, wait a minute, what? What else was there? Oh my gosh, Minutemen.
Oh my gosh.
Sky High, like, all those movies that came out at, like, that time.
I love Sky High. I still do. It's such a good movie.
Oh my God, no, those are great.
I don't remember Minutemen. Do you remember,
I remember Minutemen very well. It had oh my God, Cowbells with Ali and AJ.
That was good. Hatching Pete with the guy from Good Luck Charlie.
What's his name? Mitchell Musso. He voiced Jeremy. Mitchell Musso.
Wait, what?
The guy from Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Mitchell Musso. He played Oliver.
Yeah,
And he voiced Jeremy in Phineas and Ferb. You didn't know that?
No. Wait, what are you talking about?
Mitchell Musso was in Hatching Pete.
Yeah, but wait, he was?
Yes.
I thought that was the guy from Good Luck Charlie.
No. Wait, hold on. Let me Google
this. We gotta do some research. We clearly don't know what we're talking
about. Oh, now that I think about it, it is the guy from Good Luck Charlie.
Okay, good. I'm not crazy. Yeah. I had no idea.
Oh, no, but Mitchell Musso is in it. They're both in it.
Oh, they're both
Right. Yeah, yay. They're both in it. Okay, we're
Everybody's
good.
A winner.
Oh, my
today.
Gosh. And the girl from Sunny with a Chance, Chelsea. I don't think that was her name. Yeah. Was it Chelsea?
The girl from Starstruck, too?
Yeah, but that's definitely not her. She's from something. Hold on. Let me look up the cast of Hatching Pete. 2009. Oh, my gosh. Do you remember Tiffany Thornton, that was her name. She was the girl from Sunny with a Chance, not Chelsea Staub. Yeah. I don't know what Chelsea Staub was probably from. Whatever it's
so
called.
So random.
Not so random.
I don't know what Chelsea Staub from, besides Staub. Starstruck.
I was going to say she's probably from Ant Farm, but she doesn't look like the girl from Ant Farm. Oh, she's from Jonas.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. She
Ant
was
Farm
from
was
Jonas.
Such a good show.
Yo, Ant Farm was good. Okay, what were we talking about again?
Hatching Pete.
Hatching
and
Pete.
And then you went off on a Mitchell Musso rant. I got 100% lost.
Hatching Pete. Do you remember Luck of the Irish? They would play that every single, like, St. Patrick's Day.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Oh, my gosh. It's, like, this kid, he's Irish, and his, like, family owns, like, a company or something like that, and he has to, like, stop the evil, like, leprechauns or something. I don't even know, from, like, taking over their company. I don't really remember the plot, but I do remember this one guy being like, man, everything good always happens to you, and he's like, and then he, like, gets shrunk down or something. I don't even remember. But I do very clearly remember watching that every single, what's it called, St. Patrick's Day. Mm. Oh, man. They had such good movies.
And then there was, like, the classic, like, Camp Rock High School Musical.
Camp Rock is so good.
Camp Rock is underrated.
Underrated.
High School Musical.
I love High School Musical, but I do think it's a little overrated.
Yeah, I love it, too. The second one is the best one. The third one can die.
Really? Okay, I do like the third one, but the second one is, like, definitely
the
best.
By far, I think.
Yeah, the first one's, like, a classic. Mm-hmm. Second one is untouchable. It's so good. The third one, I still like, just because it's High School Musical, but I will...
Kind of like Shrek.
Yeah, okay. but I will 100% agree. I actually watched High School Musical 3. So, like, we had baccalaureate at my high school the night before, like, our graduation. Mm-hmm. And I remember after baccalaureate, some of my friends came over and we had, like, a sleepover. And we were like...
I don't know what that word that you're saying
is. What, baccalaureate?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a church ceremony.
Oh,
I know.
Hold on.
I went to public school. Oh, my God.
Okay, anyways, continue.
Bless you.
Thank you.
It's like a church ceremony, and it's supposed to be, like, I don't even know. It was optionals because I went to public school. But it was, like, blessing the graduates or whatever. I don't remember.
Sure.
I had to go because I was the vice president of our class, so I forcibly had to go. But that was probably a poor description of it. But, yeah, it's basically a church service before high school graduations.
Cool.
But, so some of my friends came over after baccalaureate, and we had a sleepover at my house, and we were like, we're going to watch all the High School Musicals because we were, like, graduating.
Mm-hmm.
And we got through, like, the first one, and we fell asleep. And then the next day we woke up and we watched the third one the morning of our graduation, and it was so, like, surreal. And it was just really weird.
That's crazy.
Because we were like, oh, my gosh, like, that's going to be awesome.
In like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta go.
That was the best time, though. Let me tell you. Like, right before, so, like, seniors, we had to have our grades due, like, a week before. And you technically still had to show up, but, like, no one really did. You had to, so, like, let's just say there were five school days until graduation.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go to, like, two of them. And then the other days we had, like, a senior breakfast, practice for graduation, practice, and then pick up your caps and gowns, and you can leave. And so we went, oh my gosh, that was so fun. We went, what's it called, mini golfing, and we went out for ice cream, and it was literally just, summer is the best. I've been, like, lusting for summer lately.
I have not.
It's just the best time. Like, you can, oh my God, go out for ice cream, and, like, the sunsets are so beautiful, and I always just drive with, like, all my windows down.
I do that no matter what time of year it is. It can be the middle of January and snowing, and I'll be like, I'll just roll down my window a little bit.
No, but I remember, like, driving home from dance or my friend's house or school or, like, whatever it was, and, like, the sun, oh my God, and, like, going to my friend's house, and it's just, I love summer. It's And I recently started liking summer. Like, before I was like, I get bored during summer, but then I started working and I could drive and, like, actually go do stuff. And now I, like, I just love it. It's such, and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a positive time of year and it's so fun. And I'm making money because I'm working in the summer, but.
Yeah, that's always a plus. Making money.
What's
I don't
your
care
favorite
about
time of year? Do you like fall?
I'm a winter gal.
Winter.
I do love winter. Snow is my favorite weather.
I like snow.
Very disappointed with the amount of snow we've gotten this year. We've had, like, two snowfalls.
I will say this is very unusual. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm from Pennsylvania, which I know isn't New York, but it's close enough.
It's close.
This is very, very unusual. Normally, we've had substantially more snowstorms.
I mean, I think we're going to get more because people I've talked to have said March that winter comes later.
Big time, yeah.
Like, that's how it is in Colorado, where I'm from, too, yeah. So.
Like, February, March is, like, a big snow time. But usually we do have, like, a couple by now. Like, it should have snowed more than
it
did.
Maybe we'll get one tomorrow.
It is supposed to snow, I don't know when, but, like, next week it is supposed to snow.
We did have a snow day on Tuesday.
Like,
it's so exciting.
We did have, classes are canceled after, like, 6 o'clock one day. Like, last semester.
But that didn't count because neither of us had a class.
But on Tuesday,
well, on Monday night, we got a text that was like, classes before 12:45 p.m. will be canceled tomorrow. So we're like, okay, we'll sleep until like 11.
That didn't even matter because my first class was at 12:45. So I was like, I literally don't care.
I had a 9:35, so I was like, hell yeah, I don't have to go to that. But then I had a 12:45. But then we woke up and we saw the text that said, all classes are canceled.
Oh my gosh,
I woke up for 0.2 seconds and heard Eliza go, yes, and then I fell back asleep because I knew what it meant.
Yeah, no, literally, I remember I woke up and I was like, I couldn't see, and I was just like, ugh, and I was like looking at my phone, I went, yes, and you said, and I went, classes are canceled, and you went,
yeah, I was awake for a very short amount of time.
That was me this morning. I kept waking up, looking at my phone, and seeing it was the morning, so I just went back to sleep. Like, it was, like, 10:55, and I was like, it's a little early for me.
Yeah, I woke up at, like, 10:15, and I was like, eh. And then I fell back to sleep until 11:30.
No, but, like, what things make you nostalgic? Because I have very, like, specific key things that, like, make me feel, like, Not necessarily like I'm a child, but like in my like happy place. I don't even know. Not even happy place, but like nostalgic. Let's just keep nostalgic.
Man, I don't know. Wait, you start with some of yours.
I mean, I've said most of mine. For me, it's like summer, and I love going out for ice cream. Like in the summer, my mom, oh my gosh, I love this. My mom and I, we always like go out for ice cream because she loves vanilla ice cream. And there's just like a little place in town that we would always go out. And it's so good. And my brother and I would sometimes go to the movies, and we would walk and get ice cream, and it was so nice. Aww. And, like, I will say, I do like coming from a small town. I don't like the small town I came from. But, like, during the summer, living in a small town is just, like, it's the most, like, movie thing ever. Because it's, like, so sweet and, like, quaint. And, oh my gosh, one of my favorites is on Memorial Day or 4th of July, I always just sit in, like, on my porch and watch, like, all the fireworks because there's literally no buildings, so, like, you can see.
Nice.
And on Memorial Day, there's always this carnival, and it's just, it's so nice. Like, I always, it doesn't matter that I'm not, like, 10 anymore, but it's just so fun and enjoyable.
That's nice.
I love it. I love, like, anything. And, like, vacations. Like, vacations sometimes aren't my favorite because I do just like being home. You know what I mean? But, like, it's so, I just, I love it. Like, everything about it, the warm, like, everything is so nice. I love summer. And, like I said, only recently, like, probably when I was 16 or 17, like, whenever I could, probably 17 because I could actually drive.
Yeah.
Then I just, like, fell in love with summer because I had this freedom that I loved it.
Yeah.
I still love it. I can't wait for summer. But yeah, it was excellent. Have you thought about it?
I have thought about
it. Oh, yes, I'm so excited.
One big thing that I didn't really realize, like, until very recently, but, like, since coming to college, because, you know, we're in New York now, and I'm from Colorado, but, like, when I go back to Colorado and I see the mountains,
it's, yeah,
it's so nostalgic because, like, that's just, like,
yeah, because you have real mountains.
We have very real mountains. We have the Rocky Mountains.
I'm from Pennsylvania. We have the Appalachian Mountains, which are hills.
Yeah, we have big, fat mountains.
Yeah, you have big ones.
And I would go camping pretty much every summer when
That's
I was a
so
kid.
That's so cute. I used to go camping a lot.
Yeah, and I have
like
several
it.
Friends that have, like, their families have, like, little cabins up in the mountains
That's
that
so
we could go
nice.
Spend the night at. And it was so cute and fun. And so now, like, now I miss the mountains. I didn't really like at the beginning of the year, but then after I went home for like Thanksgiving and I saw the mountains, I was just like, dang, I miss being around the mountains. They're so pretty to look at.
I also really like thunderstorms. Like, Pennsylvania gets 1,000 thunderstorms, like, an hour. And so, like, I just always liked it. And I always liked the, like, feeling after it rains. And it's just, oh, my gosh. Now I, like, miss. Like, I want to be home right now and, like... Like, my favorite thing is, like, having all the windows open, because my house is literally just all windows, and just, like, we would always have the windows open, and my cats would sit on the windowsills and just lay there all day and listen to the birds. It's just, and Big Brother's on, like, Big Brother's on for Celebrity Big Brother in January, February, but, like, it's not the same. It's just, I want to be home now. Or snow days. I will say, I do love, like, on Tuesday, that was, like, the best snow day ever. Yeah, that was
so good.
That was, oh my gosh, that was great.
I love snow days. I love, like, sitting there at home, and, because my house, at the front of it, we have, like, these big windows.
And it's
like,
super light.
Big ones. Yeah, so we'll open up all the curtains and see just, like, the foot of snow that's on the ground, and it's still coming down. It's so peaceful and quiet, and then I'll just, like, put on Bob Ross in the background or something, or like a little movie, and I'll make some hot chocolate.
Oh, hot chocolate. Ice cream. Because my mom used to make me like hot chocolate on snow day. And she used to, if she was home, which she usually was, make me like pancakes and stuff.
Yeah.
And this is completely unrelated, but my dad and I, we always watch like TV together. Like, so we'll sit in our basement, and my mom's there too, but she's like asleep.
That's
so
me.
My dad and I just like watch like basketball or TV or something. And like, so whenever the news is on, I always kind of think of him because he always watches the news. And I just,
I love that.
I miss my family. Yeah. But it's, I am not sad.
Don't be sad.
No, I'm excited because I'm excited to be here. I don't remember who I was talking to last night, but I did not think I would feel as at home at college.
Yeah, same.
Like, I knew that I would feel comfortable at college, like, especially when getting here, but I always kind of in my mind thought I would be like, oh, I'm at college, not like I'm at home.
Yeah, but because I feel like really
I feel
at
very,
home
very, very comfortable and very at home.
Like, when I was home for, very like, peaceful. Actually back in Colorado for break, it felt weird, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it does
I'm
feel
so
weird.
Used to being here now
I
that
felt
it's weird there.
Very, like, big. Like, I don't know why, but my house felt really small. I don't know
That's
if that makes sense.
That's very weird because our dorm room is tiny.
I know, and it doesn't make sense, but, like, it was weird. I just felt like I'd been gone for so much longer than I had been. And it is nice. It was nice going back to my dance studio and my, like, school even all fess. But it's so nice.
Yeah, it's so nice being here. I was, like, really nervous to come live in a dorm because I was, like, I was so nervous because it's just such a small space, and I was like, I don't know how I'm going
to
live, like, with another human in this tiny room. But, like, it's
especially,
like,
we didn't know, like, we didn't pick to live with each other.
We
did
randomly
random,
put together. And, like,
obviously, it worked out.
But, I was so worried. I was like, I'm going to have to be in a tiny room with this person. Like,
that you've never met.
All the time. But it turned out to be so fun.
It was,
we get along super well. And, like,
it's,
you don't need as much space as you think.
No, you
you're
don't.
Like,
I'm good with this.
Yeah, I'm good with, like, half of this room. And my bedroom at home is probably, like, vaguely smaller than this room. But, like,
but
about
different,
this size.
Yeah.
But, and, like, I don't need all that space.
I, like, I'm not gonna lie, when I'm at home, my room is constantly a disaster.
Yeah, me too.
Like, disaster mess, not gonna lie. And I'm not, like, the cleanest person, but I do keep it, like, pretty straightened
we
up.
We keep our room pretty,
like,
tight.
Pretty neat. And my mom is always like, why can't you, like, do this to your room at home? And I'm like, I have a very small amount of space that I value, and I want to keep it livable.
Yeah, you want to
keep it
nice. Whereas
with my room, like, I don't need the, like, floor next to my closet. You know what I mean? Like, I need everything that I have.
You so, need, like, your desk, you need your bed. That's pretty much all you have.
That's pretty much it.
You need
so,
your closet.
Yeah, I can't
but,
really
like,
keep
home,
it a mess.
Like, there's so much extra room. And,
yeah,
like,
to make it messy.
If your room's messy, you can just go up to, like, the living room and lay on the couch
just stay
or whatever.
Yeah, because I'm never, like, when I'm home, I am never in my room. I'm always in the living room or the basement. Like, if I'm in my room, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I'm pretty much always in the living room or asleep on my bed. Sometimes both at the same time. Sometimes I nap on the couch.
I just thought of another thing that makes me really nostalgic. I was talking about this yesterday. on Fridays, I would come home from school, and I was a senior, I could leave early, so I would always be home, and I didn't have, like, musical practice or dance or anything like that, so I would come home super early, I'd sleep for literally hours, I'd probably sleep until, like, 6 o'clock when my mom or dad or someone came home with pizza, because we have pizza every Friday at my house. And I would eat pizza and watch BuzzFeed Unsolved, and then I would go downstairs and watch, like, 10 minutes of whatever my dad was watching and just, like, fall asleep again. And when I woke up, like, both of my parents had already gone to bed, so I would just, like, watch whatever random crap, like, was on TV, and then I'd go, like, to bed. And it was... It's just so nice. And, my God, I can't tell. I'm, like, excited now. My favorite thing about summer is that it's... light until like 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
that is my
I do really like that
favorite thing. Like, July is my favorite time of year because it'll be like 6 o'clock and it'll be like light, and then it's 8 o'clock is like my favorite time in the summer because it's just
I
so
do
peaceful.
Really like that about summer. That is probably my least favorite thing about winter is how it gets dark at like 4:30, because then it feels so late and you're like, man, I'm ready to go to bed, and then you look at the clock and it's like 6 p.m and you're like, well, can't go to bed for another 4 hours.
What are some things here that make you feel, like, the most, not comfortable, but, like, peaceful? Like, what are the most, I guess comfortable. Yeah, I guess that is a good word. Like, comforting things that you do here. Because I know what mine is.
Man, I don't know.
I'll go first,
yeah,
then you will
go. First. I need to think.
I got, like, string lights for Christmas. And they're super bright, which I love. I literally love those lights. And I would, like, just turn these lights, like, the main ceiling light off. And I'll just turn on the, like, secondary lights, like, either my desk light or those string lights. And I'll just, like, sit in my bed and just, like, go on my phone or watch Fargo or, like, whatever. Yeah. And it is so, like, I feel so at home and so comfortable and so peaceful and nostalgic. And, like, all the fantastic things that you could feel, I feel. And it's excellent. Yeah.
I
love it.
I love doing that, too.
It's just so nice. So nice.
I love when we both do that together and we say zero words to each other for, like, 4 hours.
Which is
And then one of us goes...
Wanna get
Mind
food?
If I turn these lights off? And then we go to bed. Or one of us goes, do you want to go get food? And the other one's like, yeah.
No, it's always, yeah, I'm starving.
We're
like,
always
just, like,
on the same page.
We starve ourselves, like, while we're watching our shows in the dark.
We sit here for 5 hours in the dark, and then one of us is like, I'm hungry. And the other one's like, I'm starving.
I've been waiting for you to say that.
That's literally most of our relationship, is just being like,
want to get food?
You want to get food? Yeah, I'm super hungry.
My favorite thing is, since you always wake up, like, substantially before me, is whenever I wake up, I'm barely awake, and you're like, do you want to go get food? And I'm like, yes!
Yeah,
yes,
awesome.
I want to get food!
That was us this morning. This
morning. I literally, my eyes had just opened, and you were like, want to get food? And I was like, I'm starving!
That happens, like, every weekend without fail, because you wake up at, like, 12:30.
I wake up late.
And I wake up also late, but not quite as late, like, 11 or 11:30.
Yeah.
So I've been up for, like, an hour. Not up, but, like, awake.
Yeah.
I'm always down in my bed, but I'm awake. And then I'm like, ooh, she's moving. Oop, she's turned on her phone. You want to get food? And then we always go get, like, pancakes.
Pancakes. I got French toast today. I was changing it up.
I got a breakfast burrito because I was feeling a little crazy.
Tea.
It was not very good.
One of my favorite things ever is just having, like, all the time in the world, like, not being in a rush. Like, when you're getting, like, taking a shower and, like, blasting music. Or, like, when you're doing your makeup or your hair or whatever and you can, like, just hang out and, like, listen to music or listen to a podcast or whatever and just... chill. Like, and then when I'm driving somewhere, like, I can just drive for as long as I want. I'm in no, like, there's a Walmart, like, close to my house, and sometimes I have to go, like, get stuff, and it is the nicest thing because the way to get there is, like, all back roads. And so I just drive with my windows down, and I usually don't listen to music if I have my windows down because I just want to, like, listen to, like, the gravel under my tire. It's just, oh my God, I'm wearing dresses. It's just, I want summer.
Talking about it this much, I do like summer.
What about you? Like, what are... Oh, you said that you also like sitting in the dark with our secondary lights.
sitting in the dark. I like napping.
I love napping.
I love leaving the window open.
The window open.
Yeah, love having the window.
And you could just listen. Like we had the window open earlier, and it just felt so like peaceful.
Yeah, because it was like a really nice day today. Like it wasn't too hot, but it wasn't cold. And so we just had the window open. We were just chilling, listening to some funky jam.
It was so nice.
And our suite mates are out of town this weekend.
Yeah, because we have a long weekend. Yeah.
Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day to all the
presidents. So they're both, like, going home, but we're not. So we're just, like, blasting our teen beach movie and living our best lives.
Because I do love winter. Like, I love all seasons for different... Like, every season that I'm in, I love.
Yeah.
Like, fall, I love because I love the weather, for starters. So it's so cool.
Fall's probably my second
favorite. Yeah, and I like... Everyone's just really happy in fall. Yeah. And it's, like, the beginning of the school year.
And there's Halloween.
And I do like school. I know that there's, like, an anti-school thing. I do like school, so the beginning of school always kind of excited me. And winter, because I love Christmas.
Especially this year, like, coming to college. That was, like, so exciting. Yeah. But also, I was terrified.
Oh, sure. And winter, snow,
it's just
sledding.
Peaceful and, like, quiet.
It's quiet,
the world feels just, like, calm.
And it's just, oh my god, I love the clothes,
good
too.
Vibes. I love spring because then it's like everything's coming back to life.
Yes, and
there's like flowers.
Yes,
it always smells so good in spring.
Well, I actually hate the smell because I like have really bad allergies in the spring. Yeah. So like for me, I'm like, as you will trust me, when it gets to like April, you're not going to want to be near me because my eyes are always red. My nose is always running. I shout out to my mom because she told me that she listens to these. Whenever I wake up, I sneeze about 2,000 times, and I bet she can, like, attest to that. In the spring, I sneeze.
I'm very glad that I don't get seasonal allergies. 1,000
times. I do. But spring, it's so pretty. And
it's so nice. And everything's just, like, coming back.
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh, I'm sweating profusely.
Oh.
But, yeah, I just, I love being alive in the seasons. It's just, oh, my gosh. Now I'm, like, I miss everything. You know what I mean?
But, hey, we've got winter right now.
We've got winter, and it's going to snow.
Cold. Yeah.
And it's, like, cool. Like, thank you, climate change, because now it's, like, cool and not freezing, but it's, oh, my God. I love being alive. I'm, like, I was sad for a little bit, because then I was, like, oh, I can't experience these, like, feelings until summer, but, like...
But that's coming up.
Not even that, but I just feel, like, excited to be alive now.
Yeah.
This is a deep episode.
This is deep.
We were gonna talk about, like, TV shows and, like,
yeah, and then we got
favorite?
Fully off of that
and
very
like,
quickly.
And I were like, when I was 7 years old, I once had a scoop of mint chocolate chip ice cream, and that ice cream changed my life. It changed my outlook of summer. Oh my god, look at the waves on this. Look at how loud it got when I did.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream.
I do too. What's your favorite, like, non-boring kind? Like, you can't say, like, chocolate.
I'm a big fan. This is, like, a little boring. I don't know if this counts as boring, but I'm, like, I love, like, the Moose Tracks ice cream or something. It's, like, chocolate with, like, the fudge swirls or, like, little cups of, like, peanut butter or whatever.
I don't know how many Pennsylvania listeners we have, but Nittany Paws ice cream is the best. The Nittany Lions are, like, the Penn State mascot. And Nittany Paws, it's basically that. So freaking good. It has little, like, peanut butter cups in them.
Ooh.
And it's, like, fudge. Oh, that is my favorite. Like, whenever I go to that ice cream place in my town, I always get Nittany Paws.
My other favorite ice cream is peppermint ice cream, but I like that more in the winter. It's so
good. I've never
had
that.
It's got, like, little pieces of, like, candy canes in it.
Ooh, I love candy canes.
Bright
though.
Pink, and it is so delicious. I love having that around Christmas time with, like, a hot chocolate. Sometimes if I'm feeling crazy, I'll make hot chocolate and then
and put
a scoop
in.
Of the peppermint
good.
Ice cream inside.
Because I love peppermint hot chocolate.
Me too.
You know what's disgusting?
What?
White hot chocolate. Have you ever had that? I don't like white chocolate.
I don't like white chocolate either.
But white
I
hot
think
chocolate?
I have.
It tastes like hot milk.
Yeah.
It's gross. I don't know. If you like white hot chocolate, you can click off of this.
You can unsubscribe.
Oh my gosh, no. Oh, yeah. TTT. All of this is so fun. And it's going to sound really weird, but, like, in the summer, I always, like, have to go to, like, barbecues or graduation parties or, like, this and that. And, like, this is going to sound weird, but, like, having a soda at those is very, like, nostalgic.
Like, canned sodas.
Yeah, like, I don't drink a ton of soda. So, like, to just, like, have that in the summer.
And they're always, like, all wet because they're in a cooler in with all thing, the ice. Yes.
You understand.
And you, like, dig around and find one you want and you rip it out and it goes...
Just, yeah, like I said, just having the time to, like, do my makeup and, like, spend an hour doing that. Like, oh, my God.
You know what I was thinking about earlier today that I could really go for? Pigs in a blanket.
Oh,
that's like a really weird craving, but like just the little tiny hot dogs
like the
with
mustard.
The croissant.
Oh man, I haven't had one of those.
But the crust.
I know what you're talking. Like the puff pastry kind.
Yeah, those things are so
those
freaking
are good.
Good.
I haven't had a hot dog in the longest time, and I love hot dogs.
I don't really often have hot dogs.
They have them at
but
the student
good.
Center.
Do they?
Do I need to bleep that?
No.
I don't know. Okay, well, they have them there.
It's a student center.
But, well, in the last episode,
Liam
was just
being a little...
He was being a little quirky.
A little quirky.
Yeah, but I used to have...
Shout out to Liam. I know he's not listening.
Yeah, he's definitely not listening. He listened to the episode he was in, and that was it.
Yeah, T.
But I used to have hot dogs at work.
Mm.
And my dad used to... Because I worked at a golf course, and he would come in, and whenever he played golf, he would get a hot dog. I miss my dad. I should call my dad.
Yeah.
And my mom. Shout out to my mom. And my brother. I should just call my entire family.
Yeah. Aren't they all together?
They are. Oh, my gosh. I should FaceTime them probably tomorrow. It's 7.
Yeah.
They're going to bed soon. They're... Listen. The second my mom sits down in, like, her rocking chair, like, that sounds like she's, like, an old lady. Like, it's like a recliner, but it rocks. She is out.
That's me.
Like, the cat will jump on her lap and she's... She's done.
I had a dream about your mom the other night.
Oh, yeah, tell it.
Oh, my gosh, this is kind of embarrassing. But, like, I kind of woke up because Eliza's alarm went off before mine because she had to get up for work, and I didn't have class until, like, 3 p.m., so I was snoozing. And then I woke up to her alarm, but then I guess I fell back asleep because I remember it was, like, 9:15, and I remember when I was awake, I looked at the clock, and I thought, shouldn't she be at work? Because normally you have work at 9.
9.
But you were running late.
I guess I
fell back asleep because I remember it being 9:15, but then I fell back asleep, and in my dream, I was like, why aren't you at work? And Eliza goes, well, my mom just knocked on our door and told me that she was cancer-free. And I was like,
yay,
what?
Congrats, Mom.
So,
even
Terry,
though you've never had cancer that I know of.
Yeah.
And hopefully you never do.
Yeah.
But congrats to everyone who is cancer-free.
Yay! Good for you!
Good. Congratulations. That is very exciting.
Thanks for making Eliza late to work.
Yeah, no, literally. I was very pleased that my boss was not mad.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is there anything else you want to, like, throw in there? We've been going at this for, what, like, 45 minutes an hour?
Yeah.
Around there.
Around there.
Anything else that you want to throw in? Any ending remarks?
Yeehaw! That's it.
Happy President's Day.
Yes, happy President's Day. Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America. Oh, I'll, what's it called? I'll tease our next episode.
Ooh.
Since the next episode is the last episode of February, we want to do something, like, special at the end of every month. And so you will see what that is. But we're going to maybe do a series within a series.
Something like
I don't
that.
Know. To be...
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll
we still
see.
Need to
You'll
discuss.
See. Yeah, we have some kinks to work out. I'm very excited, though. Also, I would like to say, we were talking about this earlier, 1 month from now...
Oh, my gosh,
we will be in Italy,
woohoo!
Which is so exciting.
On our world tour!
On our world tour! So all of that... The dates will be linked in our Twitter.
Thank you guys so much for buying tickets. We would
only
be nowhere
the Italians
better.
Like us. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going on our world tour. Oh, my God. No, but we're
going to
be...
That's just what that sounded like. But no, we're actually going to Venice.
On spring break. Yes.
Yeah.
On our spring break. That
which
is
so
literally
exciting.
The most exciting thing ever.
With
we'll talk about that
friend.
More when we get there.
Yeah.
We will still be posting because I just found out that you can schedule posts on Anchor, which is incredible.
So we'll just pre-record.
We'll just pre-record, baby. So
heck yeah!
Thank you for listening. I hope
thank
that you.
Thank you for listening.
I hope you felt very nostalgic. What should we call this episode? Stop petting my foot.
We should probably call it
reminiscing.
A scoop of mint chocolate chip that changed my life.
We'll call it.
Man, you just squawked with that one.
mint choky chip. What should we call it?
We'll come up with that
later. We'll think of something. Comment down below.
Thanks for listening to our currently unnamed episode.
Oh my God, Lucia.
I hate us.
Yeah, so thank you so much. Let me try that again. Thank you for listening.
Woohoo!
Roll the outro, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to Just Brisket, Karen. You can follow us on Twitter at JBK Podcast. Again, that's JBK Podcast.
Or you can check us out at anchor.fm/JustBrisketKaren or on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more.
I'm Eliza.
I'm Camille.
See you next time.
Mwah. Totally different kiss sounds.